This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Residents of 12 central Illinois counties can dispose of unwanted agrochemicals for free this year through the Illinois Department of Ag's Agricultural Pesticide Clean Sweep Program. A clean sweep collection has been scheduled for late summer, and it's open to farmers, retired farmers, nursery owners, private pesticide applicators, structural pest control applicators, and landowners who inherited unwanted ag pesticides with their property. The department's Bureau Chief of Environmental Programs, John Teefy, says there's two main reasons to take advantage of the program. One being that the service is free of charge, and two is that the state of Illinois, not the program participant, will assume liability for the proper disposal of all materials collected. Participants must register the products they plan to dispose of by July 15th. Forms can be obtained either by calling the Illinois Department of Ag's pesticide hotline at 1-800-641-3934 or by visiting one of the program sponsors. Program sponsors include the Farm Bureau, Soil and Water, and U of I Extension offices in the following counties. Those counties closest to the WSMI listening area are Shelby and Effingham counties, but Clark, Coles, Crawford, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Jasper, Lawrence, Moultrie, and Richland counties are also included in the clean sweep. Completed forms should be mailed or faxed to the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Participants will then be sent a reservation card indicating the date, time, and location of their collection. The Clean Sweep program began in 1990 in Illinois, and since the beginning of the program, the department has held 45 collection events, and they've collected over 500,000 pounds of material from nearly 1,900 participants. In other news, a new survey says nearly 90% of Americans have a favorable view of farmers, and 92% said it was important to provide farmers with federal funding. The poll, commissioned by the National Crop Insurance Services, surveyed 1,000 registered voters in early April. John McHenry is the vice president of North Star Opinion Research, which is the research firm that conducted the poll. He has some explanation of the results.
86% of the voters nationally say that they viewed farmers favorably, just 3% unfavorably, which is a number that you really don't see for virtually any other professions. Second is the really high level of support for spending federal dollars on farmers and farm policy. 92% said that that was either very important or somewhat important. And then the third big takeaway is the overwhelming support for some sort of assistance, particularly with insurance. Crop insurance is supported by a 2-to-1 margin. Voters supported giving some assistance to farmers because of the importance of the farm industry.
John says the favorability rating of 86% across party lines outshines confidence in any other types of institutions.
When Gallup has asked in the past about confidence in institutions, the top-ranked institution that they ask about is the military, and they get 72% who say that they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military. So these favorability numbers outstrip even what we see for, you know, support for the military, support for the police, support for small business or even churches. The other real surprise in the numbers is the lack of a partisan pattern. I'm so used to looking at numbers where Republicans are way on one side and Democrats are way on the other side. And we see support for farmers in the 80s across the board and consistent levels of support.
Lawmakers will soon begin working to reauthorize a new farm bill. And McHenry says the poll results send the message to lawmakers that voters approve of the current farm programs and how the programs are organized.
Despite the partisanship that we see in the country, there's a broad bipartisan consensus for the way that policy works now. Not only is this an issue that unifies people, but they're pretty well unified on how Congress has supported it in the past. voters are frustrated nationally. You see that in support for Donald Trump. You see that in support for Bernie Sanders. And they really want Congress to find solutions. And this is one of the rare highlights where you can say, you know, Congress found a solution here that voters are happy with.
More information about the poll results can be found online at CropInsuranceInAmerica.org. And we'll have more farm news after these messages. It looks like more consolidation is ahead for the ag industry as both Bayer and BASF are exploring a combination with Monsanto, the world's largest seed producer. On Thursday, Bloomberg News reported Bayer was exploring a bid for Monsanto, while Street Insider said BASF was also looking into acquiring Monsanto. High crop inventories and low prices have placed pressure on the industry to consolidate within the last year. As we already know, earlier this year, ChemChina agreed to acquire Swiss-based Syngenta for $43 billion, while Dow Chemical and DuPont combined into a $130 billion company last year. Monsanto also made a bid for Syngenta last year, and Monsanto officials have long argued, according to Reuters, that the company needs to buy or team up with a large crop chemicals maker, as farmers are increasingly looking for one-stop shopping. In other news, recently consumers have had an increased desire to know how and where the food they eat is grown or produced. They may look to foods labeled local at the grocery store, but Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council says the term local may not mean exactly what consumers think.
One of the issues is that currently there really is no official guideline for classifying foods as local. So in many cases, it's, you know, something that another individual has determined. But we know that for most cases, local foods are produced, processed, and distributed to the consumer within a smaller defined area. In some stores or market, they may, you know, specify perhaps a local food as being 10, 50, or 100 miles away. And oftentimes, also for states, they may say, well, local is any food that is produced within our border. So that really is one of the issues about local foods. There is some confusion there.
Although there's confusion about the definition of the term local, Illinois has several locations that local food is available. Joyce says these range from farmers markets to the grocery store.
Well, the great thing, I think, about all the interest in local foods is that many cities now have farmers markets. I know here in Springfield, I think the downtown market is starting up this week. So that's a great place to purchase local foods. Milk, of course, is available year-round in grocery stores. And remember, that is a local food as well. We do have in Illinois some local cheesemakers. So that's great. You can look for those available in many of the grocery stores. And, of course, many of the grocery stores do identify, especially in the produce section, items that are locally grown. So you can always look for that. And many restaurants as well are using this locally grown food as a way to encourage consumers to visit them, stating that they purchased their dairy or their meats from local producers in the area. So that's always great.
As Joyce mentioned, milk is the original local food. The trip from the farm to the grocery store only takes around 48 hours, and dairy processing plants are often located near the farm where the milk was produced.
Milk is a perishable food, so originally when milk was produced, it was taken to a facility that was close by. And today, in many cases, the dairy processing plants are located very close to where the farmers live. And dairy is really actually the original local food, if anything is local. And we know that milk is very important to the local economy. Every glass of milk contributes jobs, income, and as well as vitality to the community. In Illinois, we have about 700 licensed dairy farms. And the great thing about it is that it's a very quick trip from the farm to the plant and then to the grocery store. This usually takes about 48 hours or 2 days.
If you're curious about where your milk came from, each carton or jug of milk has a special code. Joyce says there's a website that allows you to track the milk back to the plant where it was processed.
Each carton of milk has a special code, and they're usually printed near the top of the container or on the lid, so you can look at that. And the first two digits that are on that carton will help you identify where the milk is coming from. And there is actually a website that's called whereismymilkfrom.com. And for Illinois, look for the number 17, because that means it was produced and bottled within the state of Illinois. And so that might be a fun activity you could do next time you're drinking your glass of milk. Check out the carton and see where it's actually coming from.
Nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.